Watch, and Coulter, if we don't address immigration, the nuttiest of Democrat proposals will come to the U.S. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 22, 2019. Ann Coulter told Breitbart News on Friday, if the Republican Party doesn't do something about immigration, then the worst proposals brought up by Democrats at the presidential primary debates will inevitably come to the United States. If we don't do something about immigration, everything, the nuttiest things they're saying on the stage are coming to this country, said Coulter in response to Mayor Pete Buttigieg proposing reparations for illegal aliens at the latest Democrat presidential primary debate. Coulter spoke to Breitbart News after addressing thousands of students and young activists at Turning Point USA's 5th Annual Student Action Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida, on Friday. "You don't know what to think when they say these things. We are going to take away everybody's health care, and free health care for illegals. You watch these debates, and on one hand, I think, surely they are just making themselves unelectable," said Coulter. "I don't know what a politically suicidal position is, but I would think these are that," she added, "and then the fear of God goes through me when I think, what if Trump loses and they've nominated one of these nuts? But look, if we don't do something about immigration, everything, the nuttiest things they're saying on the stage are coming to this country," affirmed Coulter. Coulter went on to say that in addressing immigration, President Donald Trump should build the wall, deport illegals, and sign the executive order on anchor babies. Watch below. He's got to follow through on his promises, said Coulter. "And one thing that was occurring to me when I was thinking about what I wanted to say to the kids, they haven't lived through this chronic problem with the Republican Party that I have lived through, which is idiot overconfidence." With regards to idiot overconfidence within the Republican Party, Coulter cited Al Franken's Senate election in Minnesota and Barack Obama's election to the United States presidency in 2008. "It may give you a sugar rush to imagine, or to assume a huge landslide for Trump, another night of Democrats crying. I would like that, too, but don't get stuck on overconfidence," said Coulter. "We should go into this assuming we're starting down. The entire media does hate Trump. They're not going to be caught sleeping this time," she added. "So how does he make sure that he keeps everybody who voted for him last time, and maybe add a few? Keep your promises." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.